Some announcements prior to the start of the meeting. Please place your phones or audio connection on mute until such a time as you are presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. Some meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@innovationhigh.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Opening items. I will call this meeting of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School regular board meeting operated by Western Educational Corporation and California Nonprofit Public Benefit Corporation for Tuesday, October 18, 2022 at 11:30 a.m. to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claudette Beck?
Here.
Frank Lucasa?
Here.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Here.
We're all present and accounted for, and you have a quorum for today's meeting. We'll now move on to item C, Pledge of Allegiance. Claudette, will you please lead us in the pledge, and everyone else, please place your phones on mute.
I sure will. Please place your hand over your heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Claudette. We'll now move on to staff introductions. Corporate officers, Mr. Brown. I think you're on mute, Mr. Brown.
Jeff, you're on.
Yeah, you're on mute, Jeff. Maybe he's not hearing us.
On mute.
Brown?
Hey, Jeff.
Can't hear you, Bill.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay, I just heard you. It's your turn to introduce yourself.
I can't hear anybody.
Huh. Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
You can. Okay.
Well, I'll introduce Jeff Brown, our CEO, and Jerry Vincent's on other assignment.
Okay, thank you. School staff.
Julie Butta, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
Lily Child, School Principal.
Thank you, Lily.
Jamie Lambert, Assistant Principal.
Thank you.
Bao Nguyen, State and Federal Programs Coordinator.
Thank you.
And good morning. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff. And School Legal Counsel.
Yes, good morning. Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Thanks, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting.
Good morning. This is Claudio Wall, SVP of Finance with LLAC.
Thank you, Claudio.
I'm sorry. Good morning, Mr. President. I now can hear it back up again. Good morning, Board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Jerry Vincent will not be attending this meeting. She's off on assignment.
Thank you, Jeff.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, Counsel with
LLAC. Thank you, Michelle. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time?
I'm Heather Stube, Director of Special Education.
Thank you, Heather. Anyone else? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you, President Adams and board members. Please refer to your board package for the resolution for continuing the Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 allows boards to continue to meet remotely during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve agenda item 1E.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1E.
Thank you.
Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
Claudette, any further discussion? Roll call vote, Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item F, may I hear a motion to approve the agenda for the October 8th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1F.
Thank you.
Claudette Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item G, may I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the August 30th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1G.
Thank you.
Claudette Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
And that passes with 4 yes votes. Item H, may I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the September 21st, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1H.
Thank you.
Write it back. I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 2, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in a case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands here from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. Moving on to item 3, school reports and information. Item A, area superintendent update, Julie Parra.
Good morning, President Adams and board members Lucasa Beck and Dr. Rathgaber. I'm excited to share the amazing work that the staff at Orange County Workforce Innovation have participated since our last meeting. For the past 3 learning periods, students have averaged 92% utilization per learning period, and the team is continuing to re-engage students through our intervention process. On November 2nd through the 4th, Principal Liliana Childs and the Professional Learning Community Leads will be attending the Professional Learning Communities at Work Institute hosted by Solution Tree. For 3 days, the team will have the opportunity to network with some of the most insightful minds in education. The presenters, all educators, have successfully led schools through the PLC process, are accessible to us throughout the event. The program includes time for questions during the breakout sessions, a panel of experts to address questions from the audience, and time for teams to reflect and seek advice of the presenters. In our PLCs, the team is working on active monitoring. Additionally, Orange County Workforce Innovation staff members, including faculty, tutors, and paraprofessionals, participate in an interactive virtual professional learning experience developed by the Multilingual Program's Development to provide sheltered instruction to English learners using a variety of instructional practices. A focus on intentional pacing, engagement, and linguistically inclusive scaffolding was presented. Lastly, Liliana Childs and I are participating in an 8-day series of cognitive coaching training. Cognitive coaching is a non-judgmental development and reflective model that is intended to increase the capacities for sound decision-making and self-directedness. At this time, I would like to bring on Liliana Childs to share about her learning cell. Lily, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you, Julie, and thank you, Board, for this opportunity. Currently, OC Workforce Innovation High School has 159 students enrolled and are continuously enrolling on a weekly basis. We recently partnered with MDR Films to bring Media Arts and Entertainment, a CTE sector for our students. The courses began Monday, October 3rd, with 20 students taking the course. The courses being offered are photography and video production on Mondays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Thursdays, with hopes that our students will become active participants in our events to provide photography and video. Due to spacing, the courses are being offered in a hybrid model with studio days every 2 weeks to allow for hands-on projects and editing abilities. We continue to look forward to ways to be active members in our community. On Tuesday, October 4th, we partnered with American Red Cross and hosted a blood drive. Students, staff, and community members volunteered their time and donated to help achieve our goal of 22 units. In all, 66 lives were impacted by our donations, and another blood drive will be scheduled for the spring. Our school counselor, Crystal Morales, hosted a mandatory junior-senior orientation on August 31st. 10 students attended the orientation and learned about post-secondary topics such as graduation requirements, financial aid, college applications, A through G requirements, and dual enrollment opportunities. The purpose of the orientation was to provide students with information about the possibilities of life after high school. OC Workforce Innovation High School is also promoting colleges by having every week three be each learning period be college week, in which all staff participates by wearing college shirts and talking about college to raise awareness for our students. As part of our student retention push, OCI celebrated National Just Because Day by giving students a pack of cookies with a motivational card to remind them of how much we appreciate them. This day was planned by our community liaison, Lexi LaScala, and serves as a reminder to our students that we continuously believe in them. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, finance update. Is that Claudio or Gita?
Yes, this is Claudio. Thank you. Today I have two items that I would like to share with the board. The first one is a finance update, Thamni financial update. This is a document for board reference. It's updated through September 30th. And it shows the approved loan or line of credit for the school in the amount of $500,000. It also shows current rate, which is prime plus 0.5%, currently 6.7%. This shows an increase from the prior update from 6%, and this is basically due to the increase on prime rate from 5.5% to 6.25%. So consequently, there was an increase on line rate from 6% to 6.75%. The report also shows the amounts drawn on September 30, which is $0, and also shows the calculations of schools' covenant ratios required to maintain a good standing and compliance with a line of credit agreement. As a second item, I would like to share good news for the school. There are two new grants available to the school. The first one is Arts and Music Block Grant in the amount of $152,000. The funds are available in full on year 22-23. The first disbursement, half of the total funding is going to be disbursed on November, the other half on April. There is a second grant, is the Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grant, and it's going to be in the amount of $472,000. The funds are also going to be fully available this year, 22-23. Disbursements are going to be 50% on December and 50% on May. These funds are available for expenses through year 27-28. And the other, I didn't mention the availability for expenditures on the Arts and Music Block Grant. The funds are going to be available for expenses through 25-26. So these are multi-year grants. Lastly, these two grants are not reflected in the original budget, so they will be included in the first interim report that will take place on early December. And that would be all my financial updates today. If there are any questions from the board, I will be happy to answer.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, updated 2022-2023 board meeting calendar. That is in your board packets, page 24, and it includes the next 10 meeting times and dates. And our next meeting is November 9th at noon. So please make note of all of those tentative board meeting dates. Moving on to item four, action items, item A. The board will be asked to approve the 2021 Significant Disproportionality Comprehensive Coordinated Early Intervening Services, CCEIS, plan. And that's Heather.
Thank you, board. I appreciate it. I know that it's a mouthful. Some of you might remember this from last year. The Individuals with Disability Act requires charters, schools to take steps to address disproportionality in special education. Disproportionality is an overrepresentation of special education students in a particular race or ethnic group. So significant disproportionality occurs when you have an overrepresentation in the same area for three consecutive years. So Orange County workforce has been found significantly disproportionate in Hispanic students eligible under specific learning disability. So I'd like to point out that OCWIHS hasn't been over-identifying students. Rather, those students have been enrolling with us under that disability category. OCI was required to take mandatory actions, including utilizing 15% of IDEA funds to develop a comprehensive coordinated early intervening service, which supports general education students in those groups that were identified. I just want to take a moment to say thank you so much to Julie and her leadership team who have done an incredible job on this project. Julie, Lily Childs, Jamie Lambert, and Val Nguyen were just instrumental in bringing about this plan and have worked very hard over the past 6 to 9 months, reviewing data, holding focus groups with parents and teachers and students to identify root causes. These activities have been outlined in the CSAIS plan, which you have a copy of. The three root causes that were identified were the need for more training on distinguishing language differences from a disability, wanting to focus on strengthening parent engagement, and then developing a more robust intervention system and scaffolds to support those students to demonstrate English language proficiency. So with those root causes, we identify outcomes supported by a variety of activities. They actually start in the plan on page 29, which focus on ensuring the instructional staff have that increased understanding of progress monitoring and instructional differentiations for all students. Really pushing to increase the number of participants in educational partner meetings and setting that 20% goal threshold to increase parent participation. And finally, implementing those progress monitoring procedures and documents for our English language learners. So OCI will be providing quarterly progress reports on goals and activities, as well as budget expenditures to the CDE. And I welcome any questions that the board might have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 4A.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 4A.
Thank you.
Bonnie Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item B. The board will be asked to approve the revised Charter School Accounting Manual. Claudio?
Thank you, board. As you all know, the accounting manual is a fluid document and is in constant revision to improve the school's processes and control. And every time we have revisions, we present these revisions to the board for approval. Please refer to page 66 or the page on the screen with the red line information from the manual. Today, we would like to propose an increase in the cash on hand reserve fund percentage from 17 to 20%. This is in preparation of future economic uncertainties, including a possible recession and potential deferrals of state apportionments. We also want to propose a revision to cash receipts process to limit cash payments, as well as adding a requirement of a triple copy receipt book and a requirement to make bank deposits at a minimum of once per month. This is to tighten internal control processes for cash receipts. We also added an ACH process in detail. This process is already in place, but was not included in the accounting manual before. Also, the wire transfer section was removed, as the school does not process wire transfers. That concludes our recommendations, and we would like to request approval to these revisions to the school accounting manual.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Hi, Claudio. This is Frank LaCosta. I do have one question regarding the increase in reserves. How did we come up with that increase of 3%? Is that 20% enough is my question.
20% is moderate. If you think about a cash on reserve for 1 month of expenditures, each month is roughly 8.3%. So this gives the school a little bit over 2 months of expenditures if there were any deferrals. This is the first stage of a reserve plan of 20%. Of course, if the school reaches higher levels of reserves, the school gets more protected against economic uncertainties like deferrals, for example. And the higher the reserve, the more months of deferrals the school is prepared to take without needing to borrow in funds from a line of credit or a loan. So 20% is very reasonable and is moderate. It gives the school at least 2 months of expenditures.
Great. Thank you for that clarification. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 4B?
Frank Picasso, I make a motion to approve action item 4B.
Thank you.
Clyde Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgeber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item C. The board will be asked to approve the area superintendent evaluation tool for the 2022-2023 school year. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you. Good morning, President Adams and board members. In your board package, you will find the area superintendent evaluation tool for consideration of use for the current 2022-2023 school year. The attached evaluation tool and rubric is unchanged from the version presented to you as a first read at the June 2022 board meeting. The highlights of the 2022-2023 evaluation tool include the 4 focused areas of performance, with number 1 being governance and board relations, number 2 being school, family, and community relations, number 3 business and finance, and finally number 4 instructional leadership. There will be a mid-year check-in during a closed session at the January board meeting to discuss progress towards goals. And finally, the new evaluation tool includes an updated rubric and clearly defined indicator performance levels. As indicated in the area superintendent evaluation policy and procedures, the attached evaluation tool will serve as the specific written instrument to be used in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year, which will be completed by the board in a closed session to take place in summer 2023. At this time, it is recommended that the attached version of the area superintendent evaluation tool be approved for use in evaluating the area superintendent for the 2022-2023 school year. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
This is David Rathgeber. I do have a comment. I think that the rubric is good. I like adding the points and all of that. But one of the things that I would make as a general comment is we have to ensure that the evaluation criteria that the superintendents use line up with these performance evaluation criteria. Otherwise, it makes it very difficult. I'll give you an example. Several times I saw a criteria for business and finance as growing student population to increase budget. But the evaluations that we have are managing budget and resource allocation. The evaluation really doesn't have anything to do with the size of the budget in there. And so when they talk about, well, I increased the size of my budget by increasing the number of students, I really can't evaluate that off of the evaluation criteria here. So I would say that we need to pay close attention early on in the year as the evaluation criteria the superintendents that we're going to use for the superintendents match up with these performance evaluation indicators.
Okay, understood, and thank you for bringing that up. And we will make sure that we align as much as possible when we're doing our presentations to that criteria as found in that area superintendent evaluation tool. I would also recommend at any time if you would like further clarification or further information regarding any of that need for alignment to just go ahead and ask that question, and we can certainly get you that information. But thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 4C?
Frank LaCosta, I make a motion to approve action item 4C.
Thank you.
Senator Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank LaCosta?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 5, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you, President Adams. I appreciate the time. I would like to thank Superintendent Julie Parra for her report on the PLLC work program. I think it's a marvelous program, and I appreciate the fact that you're presenting that to your staff, along with the generative coaching seminars. They really are worth attending and worth being a part of. Principal Giles, Arts Entertainment. I'm all for that program. In addition, it builds character also, and it builds an opportunity for these students to reach out and find out what's happening. And there's a show going on. That's pretty cool. I kind of like that. And CTE, yes. Those CTE programs open up some doors for these students that they can look toward the future, things that they may. Reaching out, helping other people, and I think that gives those students a base also. And the Just Because Days, what an idea. Just because you're you. All right, that's great. You can say that to all of our staff, and just because you're you, I appreciate it. I would like to thank Heather. Her special education responsibilities and reports are always really clear and definite, and even I understand some of that stuff. So thank you so much, all of you. And President Adams, I will not be attending the closed session because of a previous commitment, but I want to take this back to you, and I thank you so much.
Thank you. Do any board members have any observations or comments at this time?
Yeah, this is David Rathgaber. I have a couple of very quick comments. One, it amazes me how much I learn every month we do this thing, and I appreciate it. I learned a lot about CCEIS, which I had never known about before, so it's good for me. I'm learning an awful lot, so thank you to everyone for that. I would also like to say how appreciative I am of arts programs. You know, I have a degree in music education. I don't tell too many people that. But one of the things that I find fascinating about programs such as music and art is those are the only subjects where the kids themselves don't think 70% is passing. You get a 70% on a math test, you pass. You get a 70% on a sheet of music playing, you don't pass. And they hold themselves and each other accountable. So it really teaches them to strive for greater things. So I think it's a great program. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other board member observations or comments?
Okay, this is quite a bit. Yeah, I just thought kind of a lot of reiterate what David said, because, you know, when anybody brings up art stuff, that's my thing. So I really appreciate that, too. I'm so glad, you know, we get into these types of things, music and art, for kids, because I think it means everything to them. It keeps them on track with all the stuff that, you know, we force upon them, that, you know, they think they don't need to learn, but they do need that education. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other board member observations or comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 6, closed session. We will be adjourning the open public board meeting to go into closed session for two items. Number one, public employee performance evaluation under Government Code Section 54957B1, title, area superintendent. And number two, conference with labor negotiator under Government Code Section 54957.6, agency designated representative Steve Churchwell or Jenny Klingel, and it's an unrepresented employee, the CEO. At this time, may I hear a motion to adjourn the open public board meeting to go into closed session?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to adjourn the open session and move to closed session.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. We will now be moved into closed session.
Board President Adams, this is Shelley Sands. I just wanted to let you know we've got everyone back with the exception of Dr. David. He has not returned to us, but okay. Claudette and Frank are here and you're here. So.
Okay. Thank you, Shelley.
You're welcome.
Okay. We are now, I'll report action taken. No action was taken on closed session items 1 and 2. And on a motion by Mr. Lucasa, seconded by Ms. Beck, and on a 3-0 vote, we adjourn the closed session and return to the open session. Dr. David Rathgaber was absent for that vote. I will now move on to item 7, action item. The board will be asked to review and approve the compensation.
I'm sorry, I can't hear President Adams. Is it just me?
I can hear.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I can hear you just fine. Okay.
Action item 7A. The board will be asked to review and approve the compensation for the chief executive officer. And that amount is $4,211. And may I have a motion to approve action item 7A?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 7A.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes and 1 absent vote. We will now move on to item 8.
Board President, just one comment on that. And that's the annual compensation commencing November 1, 2022.
Yes, commencing November 1st, 2022. Sorry about that, Bill.
Thank you.
Item 8, closing items. Item A, the next regular board meeting date is November 9th at 12 noon. And we are on to item B. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Claudia Beck, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
And that passes with 3 yes votes and 1 absent vote. And we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Good meeting.